You are listening to the Midcurrent Church Podcast. Today's message is week 4 and the final message of our series, This Is Us, the heartbeat of Midcurrent Church. For more information and to visit us online, check out midcurrentchurch.org and find us on Facebook and Instagram. And now, here is Pastor Sten Carlson with today's message.
In his book, Seven Practices of Effective Ministry, which is a favorite of mine, Andy Stanley writes to church leaders everywhere this right here. He says, imagine the advantage you would have if everyone in your church operated on the basis of the same internal code. What if every volunteer and every staff member, and I would say every church member and church attender, what if they understood that certain practices were critical to the success of your mission and that these practices were an essential part of the style and the culture of your ministry? Then he goes on to say, now what if you could somehow shape these principles into words and phrases that could be effectively integrated into the language of your ministry? Simple statements that would instantly remind the players on your team how and why they do what they do. Midcurrent Church, I want to do a whole lot more than just imagine what that might be like. I don't want to just ask, what if? What if we did that stuff, right? I want to make all of that a reality, not a what if, not an imagine. I want to make all of that stuff a reality for you and for me and for all of us right here, right now. And that is what our current series, This Is Us, was intended to do. That's why I have pressed pause and taken the last 4 weeks to use this series to help create for us the same internal code, right? To help more and more people understand what exactly it is that is critical to the mission that we have set out to accomplish and what practices are essential to the style and to the culture and to the heartbeat of our ministry. And then is my goal to put it all together into words and phrases that could be effectively integrated into the language of the ministry and into simple statements that would remind us all of what and how and why we do what it is we do. That is what this Is Us has been all about, right? For those of you that have been here from day one or from those of you who have maybe just been here for the last couple weeks, that's what we have wanted to do in this series, to give you a sense of what it is that we are all about. And we really can't tell you about us in a series titled This Is Us. We can't really tell you about us without mentioning, without referring to, without zeroing in on this vision that God has put on our hearts. Our vision as a church is how we accomplish our part in the mission that Jesus gave to all Jesus followers in Matthew chapter 28. Jesus told them, go and make disciples of all the nations and then teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. This is what we refer to. This is what we call the Great Commission. And this is what every single Christian church on the planet should be about. It should be their mission. It's what we're all shooting at, right? We don't need to get too creative about it. Here at Midcurrent, we say that like this, that our mission is this, that we exist to reach more people for Jesus and to teach people to live more like him, right? We want to reach more people. That's the go and make disciples part that Jesus instructed us to do, right? The reality is, as long as we have friends and neighbors who do not know Jesus, then we have still got work to do, right? We are still people who need to be on a mission. And then we want to teach them. More than that, we want to model for them and we want to compel them and inspire them to live more like Jesus taught us to live. That's our mission. Our vision, on the other hand, of how we specifically do our part in that mission, that all we're all on the same team, every church is on the same team trying to make that mission a reality. But our vision, on the other hand, how we specifically do our part in that, it is what makes us unique, right? The vision of any church is what makes it different than any other church. It's not what makes anyone better or worse. It's just what makes them unique. And our vision that makes us unique, that is an essential part of our culture and our style, is this. We say that we want to be creating spaces and opportunities where real people and a real God meet. You hear us say it all the time. We want to be about creating spaces and opportunities where real people and a real God meet. And this series was designed to break that vision down into, as Andy Stanley writes, it was designed to break that vision down into words and phrases and statements that would become integrated into the language that we speak. And it would then remind us of why we do what we do. And so I've spent the last 3 weeks up to this point, trying to help you, to help all of us understand that when we talk about real people and a real God meeting, essentially we are trying to send the message that number one, Christianity is approachable, that number two, God is faithful, and number three, that church is hospitable. That's the goal. When we talk about real people and a real God meeting, we want to send the message that Christianity, that faith in Jesus, it's approachable and accessible and tangible for us. We want to highlight for everybody that God really is faithful, and we want everybody to know that church, at least it should be, that church is hospitable, right? We want significant spiritual truth to be approachable and accessible for everyday people. That's why we sing and pray and preach and teach like we do. We want people to see that it is when we align ourselves with God's activity and God's will for our lives that we get a chance to experience for ourselves that God is faithful. That's why we open up God's word, and that's why we study it and learn from it, even when it feels like, what? That's why we do that, so we would get a chance to see that God is faithful. And we want to create environments that are hospitable, so that you would know that we were expecting you, so that everybody would know we're expecting guests, we're expecting people who may not have ever been here before, and we want those same environments to be, as often as we can, we want them to be irresistible so that you would just want to be here. Because we believe, we said this last week, we believe that if we can capture your attention, deep down in our bones, we believe that God can capture your heart. If we can capture your attention, God can capture your heart. And I spent a lot of time talking about the part that fog machines play and all that, but I'm not going to get into that today because I said enough about all that last week, okay? Midcurrent, here's what I want you to understand. This is us. This is what makes Midcurrent tick. This is what makes our hearts beat. Sending the message that Christianity, faith in Jesus, is approachable. God is faithful in the church is hospitable. At the very same time, here's what I've come to understand. This is true for Midcurrent. This is true for a lot of churches, actually, I think. But here's what I've come to understand. All this talk about why we do all this and why we set things up like this and how we create environments, all of this has the potential to send the message that church, or that Midcurrent even, is only about Sunday morning. All the talk of why we do what we do has the potential to send the message to you that church is just a Sunday morning thing. Let me tell you, it's not. I will say this, Sunday morning is the main domino that sets all other dominoes into motion, right? And so all other dominoes can't get out in front of the main domino. Sunday is the locomotive, if you will, which is a fascinating term, loco being Latin for place and motive being Latin for movement or for motion. So you put it together and you get locomotive, movement or motion from a particular place. Sunday is our locomotive. It is the place that generates the motion for the rest of what we do, everything else that follows. So Sunday is a really big deal, a really important deal, really significant deal, but it is not the only deal. And so that's why a little while back we added like a little addition to this vision of ours. Not so much that we, you know, plastered it on the windows as we did with the rest of our vision, and not so much that we've updated it on the website, but at least for us as a church, as a staff, as a team, we added something to it. that's so central to what it is that we want it to be about. And so we say that we want to be about creating spaces and opportunities where real people and a real God meet. And here's what we added. And we want to help you. This is what we exist to do. We want to help you take another step in a real relationship with Him. We want to create spaces and opportunities where real people and a real God meet. And we want to help you take another step and then another step and then another step in a real, active, daily, growing relationship with Him. The goal being spiritual growth, the goal being progress, the goal being maturity for you in life and in faith. The author of the book of Hebrews, book in the New Testament, letter written to a number of the very first Jesus followers, the author of the book of Hebrews offers a pretty straightforward, pretty blunt assessment of this very goal when it comes to progress and spiritual maturity. Here's what he writes to some of the first ever Jesus followers in some of the first ever churches beginning to form in the first century. He writes this: "So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding." He writes, "Surely we don't need to start again with the fundamental importance of repenting from evil deeds and placing our faith in God." He goes on to say, look, we don't need further instruction on some of the basics that we've gone over about Jesus. And then in verse 3, he says, "And so, God willing, we will what? We will move forward. We will take another step toward further understanding." We'll take another step in a real relationship with Jesus. Mid-Current Church, we want to help you. We want to help you move forward toward further understanding, toward further maturity, toward further growth and progress in your life and in your faith. We want it all to be approachable and accessible to you so you can grab a hold of it. We want you to understand that when we're faithful to God, God is faithful to us, and we want to be as hospitable as we can and as irresistible as we can be. But at the end of the day, right, all we want to do, the reason why we're doing all this stuff, is to help you take another step in a real, personal relationship with Jesus. Now here's the deal. I wish that we could do it for you. I mean, I wish that we could promise you that all you had to do is just take one step through the front doors of our church and we'll take it from there. I wish I could tell you that. You just take one step through the front door and we'll take it from there. We'll set you onto a moving conveyor belt and then we'll spit you out on the other side all shiny and perfect and put together. I wish we could do that for you. Quite frankly, if I'm being really honest as a side note, I think, and I get it, I mean, it's innocent, I know, but I think this is what some people kind of expect or hope for from a church. There's actually two expectations. If I did a little side note here, I think there are two expectations or hopes that I observe oftentimes from people who walk through the doors of the church. Number one, I think they hope for or they expect church to kind of fix their problems, right? I've got some challenges, so I go to church and church should fix it. And then I think a lot of people walk through the doors of a church hoping or expecting that the church would kind of find them a BFF, right? You know, best friends forever. The church will find it for me. Church is a great place if you're going through some particular challenges or if you're feeling particularly lonely. But a lot of time, people who are, you know, they're experiencing challenges in life and they expect the church to just kind of fix it. There are a lot of times they expect that when the reality is for certain things in particular, what they actually need is some faith-based recovery, right, from particular hurt or pain or trauma or addiction. And not always, right, the church isn't just inherently, by its nature, it isn't necessarily inherently able to provide certain kinds of, like, professionalized care for people. And so they come to church thinking, well, I need some help, so I'm going to go to church, and the church didn't help, and it only kind of perpetuates this cycle. Other people, and we've experienced this too, other people show up looking for friendship in church, and church is a amazingly great place to find deep friendship. But a lot of times what I've noticed in all the churches I've been to is that people want the fruit that they see in friendship without realizing that there's quite a bit of investment that it requires, right? They just want to step onto the conveyor belt and let the church play matchmaker for them, right? There was a time a few years ago when there was a few pockets of friends forming here, which because we were smaller, it was kind of easier to kind of spot those pockets, those, you know, communities forming. And I would hear a lot of times from people like, well, I want that. Why am I not a part of that? Why don't I have something like that? They saw the fruit, but what they didn't see was the investment. They saw the harvest, but what they didn't see is the intense and the intentional season of planting that I saw in these friends forming. But they didn't see all the times those friends just on their own accord, on their own intention, invited each other into their homes. They didn't see all the first awkward hangouts where people sat around with people they didn't really all like know that well. Like, hi, how are you doing? Right? They didn't see that. They didn't see the moments that these friends butt heads and spoke hard truth and worked through conflict with each other and cried with each other and laughed with each other and cheered for each other. They saw the fruit, but they didn't necessarily see the investment that it took. Okay, now, like I told you, that was a side note, and I fear, my worry in saying any of that, my fear is that like comes across a little bit harsh. I don't intend it to be. It's just the most honest that I can be, right? But don't misunderstand me. Here's the deal. We want you to find healing and freedom and life, and we want you to find lifelong friendship here, and it is possible, and it is powerful. I can tell you that. Here's the reality, though. We just can't necessarily do it for you. I wish we could. I wish we could just say, man, you just step on, keep your arms inside the moving vehicle at all times, and we'll take a... I wish we could do that. We just can't necessarily... You can find a lot of life, health, freedom, friendship here. We just can't do it for you. We can't program you into, as much as we do create programs, and as much as we have desires to create more programs, we can't program you. We can't group you. We can't class you, you know, into, you know, the life that you really want. We can't, you know, program you in into deep and fulfilling friendships. We can create the spaces, and we can create the opportunities, and we can make them really faithful, and we can make them approachable, and we can make them as irresistible so that you would want to be there, and we can make them as influential as we can so that you might be impacted by the people around you and you'd be impacted by the love of Jesus. But after that, all we can do is to try to hold you accountable. After that, all we can create the space, we can create the opportunity, we can create the class, we can create the program, we can, you know, promote it from the mountaintops, but after that, all we can do is to try to hold you accountable to it and to encourage you again and again and again to take another step in a real, personal, growing, active, daily relationship with Jesus. And what's interesting about this idea of a daily personal relationship with Jesus, what's interesting, if you will allow me to go like church history nerd for just one second here, I promise it won't be long. What's interesting about this idea is that it was the foundation of the faith of the Swedish immigrants who came, quite frankly, right in our backyard. It was the foundation of the faith of these Swedish immigrants who came to Minneapolis and to St. Paul and started generations ago the very network of churches that we are a part of today. See, these Swedish immigrants, these Swedish Christians, they got just a little bit tired of the state church of Sweden. It had become just a little too stale. It had got a little too stiff, a little too rigid, a little through, just check the box and go through the motion. And they started to recognize their need for something more than that. They started to recognize these Swedish Christians. They started to recognize their need to be a part of something that stressed the importance of a real personal faith with Jesus. And so this group of Swedish immigrants, they started forming their own little churches. They started forming their own little churches, and they became known. They're still known for it to this day. They became known for this one question that they would ask each other. It was used a lot of times. It was like used as their greeting to one another. It was their conversation starter, or sometimes it was kind of the fuel for the conversation around the dinner table. The same one question. Here's the question that they would ask each other: how goes your walk? That was the one question they asked each other. They wanted to know. They're trying to encourage each other. They wanted to know, how goes your daily walk with Jesus? Okay, now notice what they didn't ask each other about some important stuff still, but notice what they didn't ask. They didn't ask, how goes your church? They didn't ask, is it one of those cool churches that serves coffee in the sanctuary and meets all your needs? Okay, notice they didn't ask, how goes your pastor? Does he have a huge following online and make really cool Instagram reels? Does he have lots of tattoos and really tight jeans? Didn't ask that. Okay, notice they didn't ask, how goes your worship pastor? Does he go on tour and produce CDs when he's not leading worship on Sunday? They didn't ask that. I'm not saying that any of that's bad stuff, but just they didn't ask that. That what they did ask each other was this: how goes your walk with Jesus? Because the ultimate goal, they knew this to be true. The ultimate goal was to mature and to move forward, to take another step forward in their understanding and in their relationship with Jesus. How goes your walk? Nothing else than that. Friends, this is why I'm telling you, this is a series called This Is Us. We want you to know, this is why we encourage you to all of the various things that we do. It's why we encourage you, to attend Meeting Mid-Current. It's why we encourage you to join MC Circles when they are in season. It's why we encourage you to serve on a team. It can be a great next step in faith. It's why we encourage you to give back to God. It can be a really significant next step of faith. It's why we encourage you towards partnership. It's why we encourage you toward child dedication or to baptism and on down the line. See, all of these things, that they're the things that sound a lot like the announcements in church. But here's what I want you to know. They're not just announcements about some of the kind of the, just the, that other stuff. They're not just announcements about some of the, random kind of auxiliary, kind of just other, things that we got going on. They're not just announcements about some of this stuff over here. They're opportunities. They're invitations to you. We're not just passing on information to you. We are attempting to cultivate inspiration and motivation however we can for you to take another step and then another step and then another step in a real, active, personal relationship with Jesus. Yes, our worship pastor is actually very cool, and he could probably be writing music if he wanted, if he wasn't, busy helping me keep a six-year-old church afloat, okay? Yes, my jeans are sometimes probably a little bit too tight. Yes, we're going to keep serving free coffee and let you take it in to the sanctuary. We're not going to stop doing any of that. We're not going to stop trying to make this place approachable and accessible and hospitable and irresistible. We're not going to stop doing any of that. But we can't do that stuff so much that it sends the message to all of you that it's all up to us. We're not going to stop doing it, but we can't do it to the degree that it sends the message to you that it's up to us. We'll take care of it for you, right? We can't do it so much that we never hand the baton off to you, to encourage you to take your relationship with Jesus into your own hands and to take another step in a real, daily, active, personal relationship with Him. Now, here's what you got to understand. Okay? Here's what you got to understand. That step that we want you to take, want you to take one step, want you to take another step. That step that we want you to take, here's what you got to understand. It's going to be different for everyone here. Okay, a church like ours that has a welcome mat as big and wide as ours, a church like ours that tries to open our doors wide to people in this community, it's going to attract. A church like that is going to attract people at all different stages of the game, and that's so cool. Okay, here's the deal. We got people at this church who have been faithful Jesus followers for 50 plus years of their lives. And at the same time, we have people in this church who are quite literally, like, for the first time in their life as an adult now, for the first time, they're like actually attending church for the first time ever. We got people across the whole spectrum. And so that's why the next steps that we create, as you're looking at the things we're doing and going, why are they doing that? Or how come that's, we're trying to, the next steps we create, they have to be equally wide ranging. Okay, the best step for you, if we're trying to encourage you to take another step in a growing in a personal relationship with Jesus, the next step for one of you, I don't know, it could be a study of the Greek words in Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. While the best next step for someone else might just be hanging out with a Christian dude for the first time ever. You're going like, I'm going golfing with a dude that loves Jesus. That might be the Greek study. It might be just the hanging out with the dude that loves Jesus. I don't know. It's going to be a wide. It's not one size fits all. It's all we're trying to do with the calendar that we keep. All we're trying to do with the stuff that we spin up here. All we're trying to do with the invitations that we pass on to you is to encourage you in whatever way we can to take whatever next step is best for you. That best next step, it might be going from visiting infrequently to attending regularly. That best next step might be, you know, going from observing kind of passively to participating actively. It might be a switch from simply going to church to becoming the church. A switch from thinking that the church exists for us to understanding that we are the church and we exist for the world. It might be a shift from just consuming all that this place has to offer and actually contributing to all that this place has to offer. Best next step for you might be going from, you know, just attending on Sundays every now and again to circling up with other people throughout the week. It might be a step for, you know, that you would take from just kind of waiting for, you know, the right circle to join to you creating one and starting one and leading one and leading people to something more, inviting people into your home and into your life to start doing life together. Friends, the journey that we are on together, and it is a journey. And we say in the video, man, we're so glad to have you join us on this journey. The journey that we are on, it can't be just about showing up here on Sunday only from time to time. Can't just be about Sunday morning. Now, do not misunderstand me. I want you to be here on Sunday morning. I really do. Okay, we're better together. We're at our best when we're all here. I love more than you know, big, full, busy Sunday mornings here. Truthfully, if I'm being honest, I get a little bummed when attendance dips. It's not all about attendance, I know that, but I get bummed when attendance dips. When summer's here, and most people choose just about every activity other, you know, than church when the summer hits, right? It matters. I'm not saying it doesn't matter, right? Because this is the locomotive. This is the place that generates all the energy we need to do everything else here, right? The time we spend together like this matters a lot. Not trying to suggest otherwise. It matters a lot. But just showing up here on Sunday, just showing up from time to time, it doesn't necessarily make your life any better than just hiring a personal trainer makes you any healthier. Right? It's all about actually the step that you would take. It's all about the work that you would put in, the choices that you would make. It's about the investment that you would make and the step that you would take toward the life and toward the faith that you ultimately want. And so here at Mid-Current Church, we organize ourselves like we do. And we look forward to getting even better at it. We're still a young church trying to figure all this stuff out. We organize like we do, and we look forward to getting even better at it, all so that we could help create that step for you, and that we would then have the opportunity to walk alongside of you as you take whatever step that it is, that whatever step is right for you right now. What we want more than anything. It's why we do what we do. Just a few weeks ago, actually, in the middle of this whole series where we're describing all of this stuff, I got one of the greatest compliments I could have received from one of our volunteers. I was passing by on a Sunday morning, and I thanked them for the part that they were playing, you know, to help us fulfill this vision of ours. And I told them how important, I love to connect the dots for people. I told them how important their role was to the welcome that we were trying to create. And they said to me, they said, man, I love being a part of the team. I love being a part of this deal. And then they said how much they appreciated, how much they noticed and how much they appreciated. And they could tell that there was a purpose behind everything we did, big or little. They said, I just appreciate so much that they could tell that there was a specific intention behind what we did or what we didn't do. It's music to my ears. I'm going, man, I'm so encouraged to hear that, because there is a method to our madness. There is a method to our madness. We may not execute it perfectly, I get that, but we are trying to execute it as faithfully as we can, as often as we can, so that we truly, truly, truly might reach more people for Jesus and start changing the world. One person, one marriage, one family, one neighborhood, one school, one community at a time, by teaching people to live more like Jesus taught us to live. Now, I know that I'm a little biased here, but I can tell you honestly that there is more order in my life. There is more order in my heart and in my home and in my little world, my little bubble, when Jesus is at the center. When Jesus' priorities are my priorities, when his will and his way become my will and my way. And so I would love to live in a world where more and more people were striving for the very same thing, and more people were experiencing the very same order and the very same peace and the very same confidence and the very same contentment that results from following Jesus. It is the world that we're trying to create here for you. It is the world that we are inviting you into by creating space and opportunity for real people and a real God to meet, and helping you to take another step in a real personal relationship with him. So before I close, let me just give you one final question to consider as you go from here, Mid-Current. How goes your walk? How goes your walk with Jesus? And what step might you need to take in a growing relationship with him? However it goes, and wherever you are, it would be our privilege to be a part of the journey alongside you. Let me pray. God, thanks so much for this place that we call home. And God, we give you thanks for the ways that you are working here. And God, most of all, we give you thanks for your constant grace and mercy for us. That means we don't have to be perfect and all put together, God, in order to pursue you, to be in a relationship with you. God, what an amazing gift that we don't got to clean ourselves up in order to be invited into the fold with you. God, I give you thanks for that. And yet in the midst of that, God, as we do pursue you, just as we are, I pray that we would take another step towards you, that we would take another step to be more like you, to be more like your son, Jesus, who taught us and who modeled for us how it is that we live this life. God, so would you help us, each of us? We're at different places. That's great. That's amazing. I'm so glad that we're all at different spots in this game, God. So for each of us, would you come alongside of us and would you help us to know what step might be next for us? And God, would you be our guide and would you be our help and would you be our encouragement along the way as we take another step in a real personal relationship with you? We're praying these things in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message from Midcurrent Church. For more information and to visit us online, check out midcurrentchurch.org and follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Midcurrent Church is located at 200 First Street in downtown Hudson, Wisconsin. Be sure to join us on Sunday mornings, both online and in person at 9 and 10:30 a.m.